Hey there, let's talk about strategies to implement agile methodologies to supersize your business. Sharon Hornhausen here. Back in my day, or actually as I was growing up in the business world, I call this being flexible. I call this going with the flow of business and life so that you can create the business and the life that you want. What the heck are agile methodologies? The term agile methodologies and agile thinking came from the software industry via the form of a manifesto of software developers in 2001 called the Agile Manifesto. And they came up with the idea of, and it's you know, it wasn't a novel idea, but it was revolutionary sort of at the time, which is, you know, decades ago now. And that means we should probably be implementing it in our businesses and in our cultures and in our life. The fastest way to do this is to have it be part of your culture from the ground up when you're building your business. But the vast majority of businesses do not adopt that. The faster they grow, the more they grow, the less flexible they get, the more rigid they get. I don't know about you, but I work for some giant corporations, and to get anything done in them took a Herculean effort to get the simplest of changes and ideas through the corporation and through the system. It's part of why I love entrepreneurship and working with smaller businesses, because they are more open to being flexible and changing. So what are the advantages? What's the whole purpose of this agile manifesto, of the flexible manifesto, I call it, being flexible and situational? I am a huge fan of and believer in situational management, situational leadership, meaning whatever the circumstances are, I'm gonna bring to the table the skills and the abilities and the leadership style, et cetera, that is required for that situation. The same is true with managing our organizations and our overarching vision for our organizations as well. We need to bring creativity. We need to bring collaboration. We need to be continuously learning and growing and improving in building and growing and supersizing our businesses if we want to have a business that really makes a positive impact on the world. And I'm all about, if you're not going to make the world a better place, why the heck are you in business? So what are some of the benefits of this? Well, it enhances our flexibility. It gives us a competitive advantage. It helps us to implement things in a collaborative way. It helps us to be better socially responsible organizations. It helps us to grow as well as help our people within our organization grow. Because guess what? If people are in your organization and they feel like they're not growing and learning and becoming more of who they want to be, they're not going to stay with your organization very long. To implement a flexible or agile strategy, you want to do a couple of things. Number one, you need to assess your readiness. Is your organization ready to be flexible and agile, or are they still in a structure that needs to be told what to do? If they are, then you've got some foundational work to do before you can hop into expecting everybody to just be automatically flexible. Remember working for Procter & Gamble, my first job out of college, and one of the first things that this whole new management group that I was a part of was expected to do was to take a traditional operating system, manufacturing operating system of people, and change it to a team-based system where everybody on the team was compensated for what they contributed to the particular teams that they were on. And they would have to get different skills and skill sets and skill blocks. Okay, this is very, very different then, or was very, very different. Now it's commonplace, but it was very different back then as we were rolling this out to the teams and actually forming and creating teams than the traditional manufacturing system where everybody came in, they did their job, they were paid a certain amount per hour that they did it. And we were taking them from that type of a system to you're paid for the skills and the things that you bring to the team and the table. And you know, then there were bonus systems and things on top of that, which was a whole new way of thinking, a whole new paradigm for those people. And it was not an easy transition. Some of the teams that were formed worked really well together and clicked and accepted the new system. Other people, other individuals, not so much. Just like any other big change in any organization or any culture, some people stay, some people leave, some people just, you know, push against it as hard as they possibly can and make the transition pretty challenging. So you have to assess your organization. Are they ready to be flexible? Do they have the skills and the knowledge and the training and the information they need to be flexible, to make decisions on their own, et cetera? Then we want to create a vision. What is our vision for being an agile organization or a flexible organization, to be known for that, well, number one, we need to be willing to listen to customers, listen to their feedback, and make changes based on that. We need to build a cross-functional team. The best organizations that I've worked with are the ones that have cross-functional teams and different levels of hierarchy in the organization that are involved in that team in order for it to be successful. A lot of things, initiatives start at the top of an organization, but if they aren't supported throughout the entire organization, the change isn't going to usually happen, at least not in a positive way and not very quickly. We want to embrace repeating the process and understanding that the first time we try to be flexible or agile in our actions, we're probably not going to be 100% successful. It's like any other muscle. We need to work it and practice and grow in order to become proficient and good at it, so it can become a strategic advantage for us. And then finally, we're going to embrace continuous learning and continuous improvement. Yes, one of my favorite things. I find a way to talk about continuous improvement or continuous learning pretty much every day of my life, because that's how important it is to me. It's one of my core values. So I am curious, how flexible or agile do you consider your organization right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, how agile, how flexible, how situational are you in terms of leading and growing and building your business? Share in the comments below so we can learn from another. And I will, of course, see you tomorrow with another interesting strategy and how you can apply it to your business or start applying it to your business right now. Some of these strategies actually take years to implement, right? Or to get really, really good at, so that they can become a competitive advantage for you. All right, have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.